Hello everyone, anywhere on the globe. Welcome to the podcast where you can listen to inspiring spiritual insights and experience meditation. This podcast is brought to you by the Manhattan Meditation Center of the Brahma Kumaris World Spiritual Organization. Our variety of experienced facilitators, who are also long-time meditators, will share with you their unique insights and lessons, and a spiritual perspective on self and life. They will also take you deeper into an experience of inner stillness through meditation. Join us while we explore this spiritual approach to different life's situations that we all encounter. And you may discover that tools and solutions may be right within your own mind. If we can change our mindset, we might be able to change our world, since peace and joy begin with you and within your own mind. Enjoy this journey into knowing yourself truly. Hello, everyone. For meditation, and actually for any practice of self-development or progress, one needs concentration and attention. And attention can be compared to light, like a flashlight or a torch. If there is a certain object and you shine light on it, you shine your flashlight on it or your torch, it becomes visible. It gets attention and it as if becomes visible and you can use it. But if something is in the dark, you can't see it. It is as if it doesn't exist. And so even if you have a huge treasure, say you have a very posh, beautiful, expensive chair, but if you put it in a dark room and away, no one can see it. Even when they go in that room, it is dark, they can't see it. Then it is as if it doesn't exist. And you need light, and light that shines on that chair to see and discover this is there. And more that light is shining on that chair, more you can see the details and discover, oh, this is a beautiful chair. This is a very useful chair. This is an expensive chair. We should shine light on it all the time so that we can use it. In the world today, we shine light means we pay attention and we concentrate on many, many, many different things. But in the world today, most of those things are temporary and perishable. And so even if we shine light on possessions or on our position, we pay attention to that. We pay attention on our job, on other people, on our relationships, on money, on food. Our concentration, our light, our attention goes on these things that are tangible, visible. And many times that concentration, that attention is also very dispersed from this to that, to that, to that, to that, to that. So it is as if this light, this power of concentration, this power of attention gets dispersed and also directed to things that are temporary in nature. Meditation is about shining light, paying attention, concentrated on that what is timeless. You have timeless treasures. For instance, you yourself are a timeless, an invisible being, a spiritual being with many treasures, with lots of potential within the being of consciousness. For example, there is wisdom, there is peace, there is the potential to be joyful. This power to think in itself is an immense treasure. But we don't shine light on ourselves, on the spiritual being that we are, the soul. We don't shine light on these invisible treasures and abilities that we have. Many of us, we have all kinds of thoughts. We're not even aware that we are creating thoughts, that this is our treasure, and that we can choose thoughts, that we can choose higher quality of thoughts. And so to shine light in the spiritual context, in the context of a life as a spiritual student, is to have light on that what is timeless, on that what is imperishable, on that what is spiritual, and discover the treasures and the beauty and the powers that are there, that are normally in the dark because we are not aware of them, we don't pay attention to them. And even if we have heard or maybe even believe and agree, we don't pay attention, we don't nurture those invisible treasures. We look at each other, we look at ourselves based on temporary external attainments. We see the body and we judge based on bodily appearance. We see a position and we judge and interact with each other, with others, based on these external and temporary achievements, maybe, or even failures, but they are external. For a spiritual student, we want to create light, shine light, pay attention to the soul, to the being that has divine qualities for self and for others. Of course, we have to do this first for ourselves. Begin to wake up to the reality of the self as an immortal living light, a being of consciousness who is a being innately free, immortal, and who has come into this body, who has come into this world to play this game of human life. But we are those visitors, those guests. And to shine light on that for the self first, and then we can also, in interaction with others, see others with that understanding. Everyone else always sees them in terms of their perishable, limited, external achievements or attainments or possession or position or physical appearance. But if we pay attention to the being of peace, if we pay attention to the spiritual connection of souls and brotherhood, if we begin to see others with that vision and that attitude, we as if shine light on their imperishable jewels. And they might begin to see, wake up to their own imperishable jewels also. And this is a very beautiful game, to see specialities, to see qualities, to see the spiritual treasures of self and of others. And because they are not tangible and not perceived by the physical senses, we generally don't pay attention and they remain in the dark. We ourselves are not aware, others are not aware. And we look at others also with that limited view. We as if live in darkness about our spiritual truth, about our innate higher beauty and potential. And we create a world of darkness where no one pays attention to eternal treasures. And so meditation and the spiritual journey is about creating this light, shining light, paying attention to what is eternal, what is timeless, what is innately beautiful to each and every one of us, the soul and the world of the soul. So let's have some minutes of consciously creating light and shining light on your timeless treasures. Just for a few minutes, step back from all the hustle and bustle of everyday life and just come back to the awareness of the self as an invisible experiencer, an observer of this game of human life. Pay attention, shine light as if on the being that you are, instead of the doing and the physical expressions. And as always, we use the image of light, tiny star, operating from the center of the forehead. A being of light who transcends the limitations of the body and the limitations of matter. A subtle being, timeless, free, living light. One who needs nothing to exist. The soul. Pure. And just try and get the feel of that as if childlike innocence and goodness. Step behind the whole cluster of ego that has built up within our consciousness based on continuously paying attention and shining light on the external. Attachments to perishable things. Step behind and come back to that childlike joy and peace. Free. Pure. living light. Let's aim for the rest of the day to pay that attention. No matter what is happening and what you may be involved with in action or interaction, to at least at the back of the mind hold that awareness of the self as a soul, timeless, pure, peaceful, living light, a child of the King of Light, the Supreme Soul. Let that be the basis of your life, holding that awareness. No matter what scenes of the drama of human life come and go, this is who I eternally am. Let's have light shining on the soul. Thank you. Have a good rest of your day. Listening today to Inspiring Insights and Meditations. Do visit our website, manhattanmeditationcenter.org, for more info about in-person and online courses and events, and for more inspirations for life.